Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. Pleasure to have you back here.
Likewise. I'm always happy to be here.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's start out with, I was talking to a major attorney in town just a few minutes ago. And I told him I was going to be talking to you, and he said, ask her about infrastructure, because the growth that's going on is not going to keep going if we don't work on infrastructure. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Well, he's exactly right. I mean, it's critical now more than ever. The good thing is we just got the funding from the federal government that you saw for the spaghetti bowl, but I think, you know, having a new administration, we really have to stay in communication. Senator Cortez Masto and Senator Jackie Rosen have been fantastic. Congressman Amaday. We have a great relationship. We speak all the time about, you know, moving the region forward, and certainly, you know, I'm very focused on the north, right? So it's just something that we have to have more of. I mean, that's the thing with infrastructure. People always think roads, but it's so much more than that, and it's really critical for the economy now more than ever.
So beyond roads, what, sewer? What are the biggest
issues?
Well,
and housing. Because, you know, people don't want to build housing in areas where there isn't any infrastructure. Right? And I think, you know, it's got to be looked at holistically as a quality of life. People always just think, oh, it's a road. It's so much more than that. So I think, you know, continuing to have that message, but now more than ever, you know, because of the growth, we have to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place to really move northern Nevada forward.
One of the things that concerns me, and this just happened yesterday, my wife showed me a local newsletter in southwest Reno, and it was talking about the expansion of potentially of housing to Lake Ridge tennis courts. Mm-hmm. And people were complaining that it's going to bring more traffic. Well, we have growth. We have to have places for people to live.
Right.
What is your plan to deal with that? What is your mm-hmm. argument on the other side of that?
Yeah.
Because if we don't have the housing, the growth is going to stop. We're going to go backwards.
Exactly right. Great point, Sam. So here's what gets kind of frustrating. You know, we have a lot of public comment at city council meetings. And, you know, I understand, you know, the balance. But, you know, people always say, yes, I want affordable housing, but not here. And, you know, that's just not realistic. But I think where we do have to be much more realistic, and I think, you know, we're really starting to see it, which is great, is infill development. I mean, that's critical because it's also a lot easier because it's more affordable, right? It financially makes better sense for a lot of developers. And you've seen, we've had a lot of vacant properties, a lot of vacant buildings. The city's done a lot of private and public partnerships with our land. You know, obviously financially, you know, the city is doing better financially, but with the growth that we're having, we still have to provide a great quality of life, and it's a balance. You can't just provide one thing and not the other. I mean, you know, it is housing, but it's also quality of life with our parks and recreation and things like Moana Pool. And so we have to support those things because I think people get lost in, hey, why are you spending money on this? And, you know, a public safety center for our police officers, you know, they've been in that building since the 1950s. And it's just so dilapidated with mold, and it's a pretty scary sight. So you have to balance everything.
What appetite did you find, if any, for lifting the property tax caps at the legislature?
Well, you know, that's also a big one because it really holds back the hands of local government when it comes to providing services. You know, certainly depreciation is on everyone's mind. I think you have to do it very balanced, but you also have to understand, you know, the challenges. Like, I would not support something, certainly with the property tax, where you, you know, where it would affect, you know, certainly the elderly. You know, those should be on the time of resale, especially like in the old Southwest, you have multi-million dollar homes and they're paying, you know, $1,500 in taxes. A lot of my constituents will say to me, hey, I'd gladly pay, you know, more in taxes to have better schools, better roads, better infrastructure, more public safety. So I think people really get that. We are the only state that does it in the country. So it kind of tells you that, you know, something's broken, but at the same time, obviously, you know, it is becoming more strenuous for families to, you know, make ends meet because rent is getting higher here. So you have to take all that into consideration and you don't want it to affect the elderly. So I think when the legislature looks at it, they have to really look at it a balanced approach.
You know, it's also interesting to see people concerned, and there was a lot of debate on Facebook and Twitter about this, and the Bernie Sanders campaign got involved with rent increases when people buying new buying properties and then fixing them up and raising the rents. You're a business person, I'm a business person. We
right.
know that that's how business works, is that's
right.
the plan. You invest money to be able to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And if the market is right, if the market is down, then you're not gonna get the increases. If the market is tight,
sure.
you are. But people are resentful of that. How do you balance that out when you're talking to people?
Yeah, that's always an interesting one. But I think that, you know, what people need to realize is, and I think a lot of people think it's in the hands of the city council, you know, when you buy a piece of property, you know, you own that. You know, I can put some conditions on it, but I can't tell you, you know, not to sell it or raise the rent or those types of things. You know, like you were saying, you know, we're business people, we understand that. But a lot of people are actually, they're renovating a lot of projects and aren't raising the rent. You know, to astronomical amounts. You always kind of hear about the, you know, the bad actors, and definitely they're out there. But I think, you know, again, that's a balance. But I also want to say too, you know, when we were in the recession, I knew a lot of people that had lots of rental properties that sat on them vacant and, you know, really paid those mortgages for a long time and didn't increase rent because they couldn't, right? Because it was in the recession. That was many years. So I think it was from probably about 2008 to 2014, right? So they had to really hunker down and hold on to those properties and make sure that they were paying those mortgages on them, and they, you know, didn't raise the rents then. So I think, you know, for a long time, it probably is now to that place where, you know, they can see some sort of, you know, interest in those properties. But again, you know, we really stress about, you know, some of the bad actors that come in and you know, aren't renovating those properties and charging astronomical amounts. I mean, we really looked at the motels downtown, and I've been a big proponent of taking them down. You know, some of those conditions are absolutely deplorable.
Right. I mean, it's really not a good excuse to be able to say this is housing for the poor when it's in such disgusting shape that there's no regular person who would ever move into a property like that.
Well, and I think, too, if you do the math, look at it. The square footage on one of those rooms, first of all, it's not an apartment. It's a room. It's absolutely a room. It's about 150, 200 square feet. And if you do the math on that and they're charging, you know, $200 a week, for that's not affordable housing. So that's really what we looked at and really worked together with RHA to do rental assistance.
The Housing Authority.
Right. The Housing Authority has been great because it makes sense to keep people obviously in their homes before, you know, they lose them. But, you know, we found a lot of challenges, whether it was, credit scores or not having enough money for down payments. And so those are the things where we can also assist in making sure that we can keep people in their homes.
Par Tolles was on the program last week and talking about, and of course you were a big part of this, getting this man camp into downtown Reno. Mm-hmm. That's a step in the right direction.
Right. Well, again, I think, you know, it serves a population that is really also working in that core. And I think that that's really critical. They did a tremendous job. I'm happy that the city partnered with them. 220 units is a big deal at $400 a month, so it's certainly affordable. Those are the kind of innovative ways to make something work, but it goes to show you working with the private sector makes so much sense. And, you know, I do say this in my out loud voice, but there's a lot the government does not do well. So reach out to the private sector, because a lot of times they have a lot of great answers and opportunities, and I think they've been really big critical partners in this affordable housing crisis.
Well, and especially at a time when business is booming in Northern Nevada. I mean, I think if you're in business and you're not making money right now, it's your fault. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with the mayor after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. Let's talk about, you know, we've got so much growth going. But in the last couple of weeks, we've had the announcement of the Fernley Business Park being taken over by new ownership, and then Roger Norman and Lance Gilman buying up an even larger piece of land for industrial and commercial building in Fernley. That's going to impact Reno again. What are your thoughts on that? Because that's a 20-year project minimum.
Right. Well, you know, they're big visionaries. They get things done. So, you know, it's great to see a lot of this innovation that's happening with our businesses. But also, you know, as you know, most of those people live here. So we've really started to have those conversations with them to really develop, you know, better planning, better housing. And then also looking at, you know, the state really gave a lot of incentives to, you know, Tesla to bring them here and things like that. But local governments really kind of were left behind, because I think they should have done a set aside for affordable housing to build some more. And obviously the infrastructure piece. The good thing is, you know, you're seeing like Blockchains LLC really start wanting to be in the fabric of the community, which is great. And so I think, and I also know Roger Norman personally. I've known him for a long time, great guy. And he also, you know, is building housing, and, you know, he's come to me with a couple of projects for affordable, and I think, you know, that's great. So it's good to see them realizing that, you know, there could be an issue, certainly, where are we going to put everyone, right?
Do you think that Reno is going to be, continue to be the place where people are building, or do you think that we're looking at a big expansion in the Fernley area?
I think you're going to see a little bit of both. I still think, you know, there has to be a balance. And I also think that a lot of people still want to live in Reno. We have a lot to offer. It's really changed. I mean, that was one thing when I got into office. I really wanted to look at diversifying everything about our city and how it feels and how it looks. And, you know, now the secret's out, so we have to balance.
Yeah, mission accomplished on that
right,
one.
Right, right, right. So we have to balance, you know, the success. You know, that's, I always say, with success comes challenges. Right, but I think the good thing is that we have partners all across the region. Nevada is really small in the sense, certainly with our elected officials, that everyone, you know, knows everyone. You know, so it's not like we have this big disconnect. You can call them on the phone and everyone's ready to sit down and work out issues at the table. And I think you're seeing that more collaboration across the board now more than ever before.
Do you think that the state should continue to be offering incentives? I mean, it's built in already, you know, for these multi-billion dollar projects that there are state incentives there. A lot of people complain about that. They say, well, you know, these companies should, you know, they're already worth a fortune. They should just come here because of us. It doesn't really seem to work that way, does it?
Well, here's the thing. I think, you know, in the recession, we had to do something.
Right, of course.
We really did. And most people that know, you know, that state process, it's highly competitive. That's just how it is. I mean, we watched all over the news sort of the Amazon headquarters and, you know, all the cities and states going back and forth. It gets highly, highly competitive, right? But what I would like to see is actually those incentives going to small businesses, because those are the largest job creators in the country. And I think those are the things that we really should be focusing on. A lot of those, you know, larger companies already, you know, get a lot of incentives. And so I think that, you know, really focusing on small business and startups and innovation and, you know, like right now we're seeing a lot of drone companies come to Reno, which is great. Being able to diversify, because that's what's going to make the difference in a downturn economy. That's what got us in trouble was, you know, we really relied on gaming. And that just is not sustainable. Even though gaming is critical to the region, we still have to diversify, and I think that's through small business innovation technology.
And I think that, you know, over the last decade, we really have done an incredibly good job of diversifying with your help, along with others. But still, as you say, the tourism industry, and I don't want to just say gaming because it's so much more than just gaming these days.
Right.
And that leads me to Jeff Jacobs. Mm-hmm. Is Jeff Jacobs the new savior of Reno, wanting to invest $1 billion?
Yeah.
He owns Gold Dust West, the Sands Regency, and has incredible plans for 4th Street.
Right.
Your thoughts on Jeff Jacobs?
I think he, again, super innovative. If you look at, you know, his projects in other cities, they are tremendous. And he actually is incredibly philanthropic, and he's very community-oriented. I've sat down with him several times. I'm really impressed for his love for the community. He also has a big heart for mental health and mental illness, and that's a huge one for me. I'm starting a mayor's board on mental health, and he's just been incredibly receptive and, you know, have said, hey, whatever you need. I mean, he donated, you know, close to $1 million to the Reno Housing Authority for affordable housing. And so I'm really excited about his project. I know, you know, there's, you know, some people are like, hey, what's going on? But I think for the most part throughout the community, they're excited to see this new vision for downtown. I mean, if you look at even what it looks like today, it's really, really cleaning up down there. And I think people are going to be really impressed with what his total outlook is.
One of the things I do want to point out is that he raised a whole bunch of those horrible motels downtown, mm-hmm. and donated the money at the time to the Housing Authority so that, you know, there was, you know, a good balance there, I thought,
right.
In what he was doing. At the same time this is going on, you have Eldorado Resorts. You know, they're taking over Caesars Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. The largest gaming company in the world is right here in Reno, Nevada. That's pretty impressive. And certainly we all know the Caruanos and the tremendous work that they've done in our community. You know, they've always been there for our community. I'm really proud of their success. And I think that's exciting. I think we're going to see a huge change downtown. I've always said downtown will look so different in about 3 years. You won't even recognize it. And I think you're going to see some pretty big entertainment because, you know, the stakes are high for them. But I think they're really proud to keep it right here in Reno, Nevada. They could have gone to Las Vegas and said, no, this is home. And so I'm very proud of them. And, you know, the other project that we just voted on, and I'm excited about it because it diversifies our downtown, is the P3 project, the one with the bowling stadium and turning that into a multi-sports complex, along with partners like the university and sports medicine and things like that, again, diversifying our downtown. And I think, too, you're going to see completely different energy with all the students coming into Wolfpack Tower.
Well, and that's really fascinating because for years, the university was saying that they were willing to develop all the way up to I-80, but from I-80 to downtown, they would leave that to private developers. And now, because of the incident with the boiler explosion, mm-hmm. they are now renting one of the towers at Circus Circus. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to presage a complete change in attitude from the university and the downtown?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to be tremendous energy. You're going to see, you know, students all over the downtown core. I think you're going to see businesses open up that cater to those students. Like, you know, when you go to a college town, you can definitely see the feel and the energy, and it's very vibrant. And I think, too, that it really is going to be a game changer for downtown. I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised. And so in a lot of ways, you know, this is what we've, you know, been saying, let's, you know, make this a university town. Let's make this a university town because it's one of our biggest assets.
All right, let's take a break. More with Hillary Sheevy when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. In your private life, you are a business owner. You own Plato's Closet. Were you surprised at the announcements in the past week or so that both JCPenney and Macy's are now going to become your competitors because they're going to be selling used clothing?
I am so impressed that you're on top of this. Wow. Because, you know, I watch retail like a hawk, and you've seen that sector. It has really tanked in more ways than one. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, there's some mixed feelings, obviously, throughout the brand that I own But I think, you know, they have to change their business model. I'm not so sure that resale is where they're going to be able to lift that. The game has really changed because Amazon has come in and there's so much shopping online and people want that sort of convenience. But my business, I really try to focus on sustainability. We cater to teenagers and they're really conscious of the environment. And I think that's fantastic. You know, we have a business model where we pay cash for it, we turn around and we resell it, but we're really trying to keep clothing out of landfills. But we'll see how they do with that. I know they're gonna partner with ThredUp, which will be a fascinating one to watch. But I just don't know what that looks like because you have to really hone in on your demographic.
Somebody said to me the other day that you are a great mayor for the city of Reno because you're not an old white guy.
Oh.
And no offense to old white guys, because happen to be one of them.
You're not.
But I think you're a great face for the city of Reno, and I thank you as always for doing the program.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. It really does. I'm really honored and blessed to be the mayor of a wonderful city that I was born and raised in.
At a great time. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.